Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
That's me.
Hey, Michael. My name's Sean. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning so far, so good problems to have. Right? Rather be too busy than not busy enough.
Exactly.
I understand that you were speaking with one of my representatives here, Tara, about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on the line. She wanted me to apply a discount towards your pricing structure to try to make it a little bit more affordable for you. But did you have any questions for me about the placement on Google or how you're going to be listed?
I don't reckon.
Okay. So I'm assuming you've probably seen the search results page once or twice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So if you put in, like, architectural shingles, for example, there's a map that pops up, and then there's three guys that'll show up as top recommended for that service. It'll have, like, their name, address, phone number, link to their website. Have you seen that before? Like, those guys
mm-hmm.
that show up? Okay. So that's where we're talking about listing you. We had one spot that became available within our company as a Google partner, and Tara is one of my reps who are actually helping me. We're going down this list, just looking for one guy to fill that spot. You know, once we fill it, we close out the category, so we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What else do you do?
I do remodeling, construction, roofing, obviously metal and shingle.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Metal roofing pays well. You know, at least
yeah,
from my experience.
That's what I specialize in.
Okay. Yeah, I had a guy that I work with now. I've worked with him for actually like 9 years, but last year he made $36 million in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in greater DFW. He had a great year. He sent me and my wife a nice like basket and little bonus love for helping take care of him. I've been working with him for a long time, but.
My God, you make me $36 million, I'll buy you a Maserati.
Well, this was different. So when I found him, he wasn't, now he's got like 70-something employees. You know, when I found him, it was him, his wife, and like two guys, and they were just getting started.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I got my whole crew, and I can't find a large crew, so I quit doing a lot of government contracting.
Mhm. Yeah. No, I mean, we could definitely grow you. It took us a while to grow them to that point, you know. So many reviews were built up over the 8 years and stuff and building the credibility. And then the larger stuff just started falling in his lap over the last couple of years. So we'll definitely get you there. You do commercial work as well?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Oh. I love commercial.
Okay.
Whatever pays the most money. I'm just out set to make my first million this year is what I want to do. I know it's not a lot, but that's a lot.
Yeah, no, we could definitely do it. If you already have a crew, I could definitely get you running. So just to put things into perspective, this local listing is designed to only cover about a 50-mile radius, right? We could mm-hmm. have you listed anywhere if money's not an object to you, but most of the time it is when you're just starting out.
I'm just recovering from, I took a pretty long break to recover my body where I'd overpushed it. So
yeah, you pulled something
on the broke side. Going, man, I messed up my back and kept working and kept dealing with the pain too much, and then had a motorcycle wreck and messed my everything else up on the inside.
Yeah, I know how that is. I went top over on a bike. I actually never rode one again. I was like 25 or 26, and it was on the highway.
Mine was on the asphalt on a dirt bike, but yeah, had some internal damage, but I'm getting over it.
Yeah, they told me if I didn't have the helmet on, because the helmet cracked clean, and I had a really good helmet. Yeah, it cracked. They were like, if you didn't have that on, you wouldn't be here. You'd be dead, man. So I was like, okay, I got babies. I need to stop doing that.
That's what I said. It took me 9 months to get over it.
Yeah, me too. I was real upset. Even selling it, you know, I was pretty upset because the bike was still, you know, just needed about $1,000 of repair and it was good to go again. Yeah, it was sad.
I pretty much.
It's okay, though.
I took all my work off, so now I'm poor, so that's what I'm trying to advertise.
Well, yeah, I mean, what I was trying to explain is, like, in the last 30 days, and this is a 50-mile radius around you, there's 1,218 searches that fall within just the roofing category. So I'm not saying I'm going to get you 1,218 phone calls for roofing, you know. It's not realistic.
Yeah.
Or that you'd want that kind of headache anyway. But, you know, it's good numbers to see, you know, with all things considered.
How far does that get me out of Stevenson, though? Because Stevenson's a pretty broke area.
Yeah, it gets you pretty far, actually. I didn't think so at first, but it gets you pretty far. So,
Huntsville, Alabama's booming. Chattanooga, Tennessee's pretty good. Murfreesboro, mm-hmm. Tennessee's pretty good. That's my big area.
Yeah, I mean, Huntsville's a given. that's not far from you at all. Yeah.
That's where I done all my work on Redstone, and actually redone Huntsville International Airport was one of my last big jobs.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, I mean, Huntsville is only, what, like 10, 12 miles from you in a different direction? It probably seems longer because the way the highways are, you know. You had to go down.
Yeah, I'm about an hour from Huntsville myself.
Land time, you know, that's like less than, or it's like 20 miles from you, realistically, according to this map, you know. So it's mostly just the way the highways are set up out there that's causing you to go. And then Chattanooga is definitely within that radius.
Good.
So you're covering both Chattanooga and Huntsville locally.
What's that damage on California?
Well, so normally, if you go onto our website, you know, you're looking at $499 per month, and there's usually a setup fee of $99. But what I can do for you, you know, if you want to come on board with us today, I can waive your setup fee, and then I can reduce the monthly cost down to just $299. So that way you're only looking at about $10 a day. And then what I'll also do is, like a sweetener, is I'll build your website for you. So we'll purchase the domain. Okay. Develop all the content and host it. That way you don't have to hop on a computer or do anything hard or difficult. You know, you just got to focus on being responsive to these guys and getting good reviews.
Okay.
So, I mean, if I could approve that and then throw the website in, the website alone is worth about $500-$600. I mean, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, as long as it's a good website, it'll be worth it. I've been wanting to do this anyways. I mean,
yeah.
$199 a month is cheap.
No, it's $299.
Yeah, I know, but I was trying to catch you slipping.
<It's slick. laughs> No, $299. But yeah, I mean,
I gotta get some money pulled in.
We don't make no rinky-dink websites, especially for a roofing contractor. You know, we gotta really put some good pictures up there and make sure customers know you're credible. But the first page placement's gonna add a lot of credibility on its own. So, I mean. If I could pull that together, though, and get you going $299, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value and give it a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll lock you in at that rate, too, Michael. So it won't go up next month. It'll just stay $299. Now, the only way it ever changes is if you call me to change it and you say, hey, I want to cover, you know, 100 miles. You know, then we'll have a conversation about growing you, and obviously that'll cost more money, but. That'll be a good conversation to have because that'll mean you're making them more money, you know.
All of it's clicking.
There is more clicking. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. I guess I can try it at this point. I don't know. I've already tried some lead services too. So.
Well, I mean, it's a lot better than a lead service. Those lead service guys sell the same lead to like three or four other people, so you're kind of competing.
Yeah, no, it sucks.
Yeah. So it's kind of a pain in the butt. You got to really focus on, you know, just letting people call you directly and having your own leads rather than people sending you those, you know.
Well,
so.
I found out with their stuff, too, it's just a bunch of window shopping. People get on there and fill out a quote, and they instantly send it. I mean, I fill out crap all the time just to find out what you're talking about, and then one by the time that happens, you get somebody calling me.
Yeah, exactly. And it tells them right on HomeAdvisor and Angie's List, the ones that you're on, it tells them, like, get multiple quotes. So, you know, somebody who's trying to save some money on a roof job is going to go and listen to all 5 or 10 people that call them, try to find the cheapest one, try to save themselves a grand or two, you know. So it's not necessarily
Angie,
the best.
No, and I ain't cheapest either because I'm not these people. The people that's the cheapest around here suck.
Yeah.
I don't compete with that and tell everybody that, but I got burnt by networks. They jacked me over, and then now I'm trying Angie, whoever that is, and they're probably going to do the same.
Well, so what I'm going to do right now, Michael, I'm going to make sure that I'm your last stop. So I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, and then I'm going to upgrade you to a platinum package. So I'm going to do everything I can aside from what I've already applied discount-wise. I'm going to throw in all the bells and whistles aside from just the additional Google advertising. So we're going to have to keep it within a 50-mile radius. Like I said, the only way I could go more than that is if I charge you more, and I don't want to do that. I want to keep it as low as possible, start making you some money. Now, there is a tracking system hooked up to this, so I could see when you start making money, and then we'll revisit the conversation. But I want to build you up, and then we'll go from there. That's kind of how I do things. I do a month-to-month, start it as cheap as I can, build you up, and then once I know you're built up, then we could talk about doing bigger things. And that's really my goal, maybe 6 months, a year from now, is to have that big money conversation. So. All right, so I'm going to create your Google profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name, Michael?
McKinney, McKinney.
Capitalize the K, right? Capital M, capital K?
Yes.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing. That way you have it all in black and white, documented.
McKinneyM56@gmail.com.
M56@gmail.com. All right. And how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I think I do. What do I do in my business hours? 7 to 5, I believe.
7 to 5? Is that Monday through?
7 to 6 or even more, except for Wednesday at 7 to 5.
Okay. Okay, I got you. So 7 to 6 Monday through Friday, and then 7 to 5 on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. And then what about the weekend?
Typically closed. I mean, I'll take calls if they call, but I'm typically closed.
Okay.
Except for Sunday, but Saturdays I'll take half.
I'm going to set it as, like, by appointment only on Saturday and Sunday. That way they could call you. Still, they'll have a little icon there. It says they could call you, but it's up to you if you want to schedule them out or go out there and meet with them.
Okay.
Sound good?
Well, Sunday is going to be closed completely because I don't want to drink on Sunday.
Okay, I got you. So we'll go Saturday by appointment only, Sunday closed completely?
Yeah.
All right. I hear you. Amen, brother. My name's John, just like the Bible, John.
There you go.
Yeah, I didn't really understand it. I used to get real mad when I was in elementary school or first started going to school because there'd be like three other Johns. It was a real popular name when I was growing up. And then I remember asking my grandfather, what the heck do you name me John for? And it was his middle name. And he started telling me about John 3:16. It was the first Bible verse I ever learned. And he's like, as long as you know this one, you know, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
But for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believe in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Yeah, so He cemented that into my brain, and then that made me proud of my name.
Well, I mean, that's better than most things people got in their brain, so that's a good
one. Yeah, that's true. Especially nowadays, we live in a crazy world. People are nuts. I got two little ones, too. I try to keep them away from the stuff that's being fed to them. Now you have all the proper licensing and paperwork for Chattanooga, right? To go over to Tennessee. They don't change the law or anything. What about for Georgia? You're all good with the licensing in the state of Georgia? Because this is going to hit some Georgia, some Tennessee, and some Alabama. Because of where you are.
I'll have to get probably messed up. I don't really go to Georgia much, so I have to check on all that.
Okay, so there's going to be a client interview. In the client interview, they're going to customize the campaign. So that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you receiving calls that are going to waste your time or the customer's time. It usually takes like 30 to 40 minutes to complete that interview. Is there a time later today where we could circle back and knock that out?
Yeah, a little later, saving me out.
I have a 5 to 6 appointment available this afternoon.
That's fine.
Okay. All right. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail also. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do it one time for as long as you own your business and you become a verified legitimate business on Google. Have you ever heard of that before? Okay. All right. So basically it says Google on it and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back that I'm gonna need that number from you when it comes in the mail. So I don't know if you check your mail or your other half checks the mail, but you guys kind of want to be on alert for that. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get. So maybe the 12th or 14th. But are you still at the 503 East 6th Street?
I am.
Okay. And can you receive mail there?
Absolutely.
Okay. And do you want me to hide the address from the general public?
That's fine. Okay. I guess. I mean,
it's up to you. I mean, you're in an industry where you go to them. They're not coming to you. So it's not like you really need to have it up there for people to see, but it's up to you.
Ours is good.
All right. I'll leave it, but if you want to change it, I sent you my number, and you just let me know. My number's in your phone there. If you ever want to change your hours or change your address and have it hidden, you just give me a call, and I could swap it out. We also have 24/7 customer service, so I'll be your account lead, and then there's going to be a team that's going to help me and build your site for you and everything. I'm going to put them to work. Okay. So I sent you a calendar invitation to your client interview this afternoon between 5 and 6.
Okay, that'd be perfect.
All right. And then the last thing we got to do, Michael, is secure the first month's payment of the $299. How did you want to do that?
Credit card somewhere. My wife's talking.
Okay. And let me know when you're ready.
I hope this works, because if not, we're going to all be broke.
No, it's going to work. I don't get paid unless you get paid, so I'm going to make sure it works.
All right, it's 5178.
5178.
0597.
0597.
7589 1576 1576.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
9/27.
9/27, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
657.
657. Okay.
It's gonna be my wife's name though, it's my wife's card.
Okay, what's her first name?
Dion, D-I-O-N-N-E.
D-I-D-I-O-N-E?
D-I-O-N-N-E.
O-N-N-E. Okay, I got it. I'm going to add her to the profile just in case I get a call from her. I know it's her and we got her card on file. She could start and stop it, or, you know what I mean? Last thing I want is angry woman calling me going, hey, he gave you my card without telling me.
Oh, I know how that works.
Yeah.
You know how that works. Here, do you need your card back or get me to keep it?
Much rather do it.
I just use it. Yeah, no doubt. I got enough cards in my crap anyway. Nah, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. I'd rather not deal with an angry woman. That's no good. My lady's about 4'10", and she still manages to put me on the couch when she gets upset. So.
Oh, man, I understand that 100%. Mine's redhead because she's always fiery.
Oh, man. So you're talking to a redhead.
Nah.
Well, to be honest, there's not much on my head anymore. It's more like a red face at this point.
Nah.
Yeah, but I'm a quarter Irish. My grandmother on my mom's side's last name was Green. Name was Carol Lee Rich. Green. My grandmother. Yeah. Rich. She was 100% Irish.
I say we got some Irish in those. That's where the McKinney name came.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, Hill, my last name is an Irish name. People didn't know that, Hill. And
that's awesome.
But that's from my dad's side, so I didn't even get that from her. Which is very strange. So I have an Irish last name technically. If you look up the Hill family crest, it's a big Irish crest. But St. Patty's Day, 10 days away. I haven't had a drink in a while, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be the day.
I bet so.
Yeah, every year, you know. My wife kind of drags me out, so she has a reason. She's not Irish at all, but she just brings me just because, you know, sits the red beard in the corner and celebrate. All right, so there is a security voice verification. This is just an added form of protection for you. I'm going to walk you through it. I know you're in an area where there's a lot of people, but if you can give me like 60 seconds, and then if I say anything that you you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
I ain't eating chair, I'm eating on the table.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. No, I'm sorry, I'm talking to my wife. Anyway.
Okay, so I'm just going to walk you through this recording, though, okay? All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as a business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
Afforda Pro.
Thank you. Your company is an LLC, correct?
Yes.
All right. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Michael McKinney. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Absolutely.
All right. And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Absolutely.
All right. So I know what you're currently doing. I kind of set you up, so you shouldn't need anything else after this, Michael, realistically. Okay. But if you're going to add anything after today, touch base with me so we can make sure that you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating anything.
Okay.
All right. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's March 7th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. And I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost. It's a custom website design. It says when the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month on the seventh day, but it's going to remain in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you are with us. It states that you're not binded to a contract, so you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We just ask that you contact us before the billing is due so we can stop the billing cycle if you are going to discontinue our services. And then it asks that you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going to process the first month's payment. When it clears, you're going to get a couple of texts and an email. The text is going to have an outline of the agreement in writing. So there's like a link that you'll click on, and it'll have everything in black and white. It'll have all the products and features that we're providing for you. So that way you can see every single thing. And then it's going to have the discounted pricing structure that I gave you. It's going to have the billing date and the cancellation policy. At the very bottom, you got to sign off on that just to authorize that it was you. Okay? Especially because we have the Mrs. Card on file, so I want to make sure that matches up here.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
And then you're basically good to go until the client interviews. So I'm going to circle back with you between 5 and 6, and we'll walk you through a series of questions to help us get your website up and running, go over the service area. I'll cut out the state of Georgia since you don't want to go over there, or maybe possibly can't. You know, you got to clarify that. And then we'll go over the services that you provide. So that way I'm listing you for as many as possible. We get about 15 different ones we could list you for. So I got a good idea of most of it here, but, you know, I just want to pick your brain and make sure we're getting you the right kind of calls.
Cool.
All right. And that's basically it. So thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'm just a phone call away. I sent my direct number in there. There's also a 24/7 customer service department available to you, so don't hesitate to use it. I'll let you enjoy the rest of your day with your missus, and then I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock, okay?
All right. Thanks, sir.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Uh-huh.
All right, bye-bye.